Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're all fired up, right?
It's the 100th season of the NFL. The 199th time that the Bears and Packers are meeting each other. The Packers hold the edge by two games, but what will happen tonight? Remember last year? Wow, that was fun. I was hanging out with a bunch of Packer friends. Bears were up by 20 to nothing. Aaron Rodgers was injured. I was so excited. And then, for me, everything fell apart. For all of you, it became a glorious night as Aaron Rodgers, with no feet, no hands, and I believe he had been beheaded, led the team, the Packers, back to victory over the Bears. So we'll see what happens tonight at Soldier Field. But instead of breaking down the offense and the defense and the coaches, let's just talk about the most important thing. And that, of course, is atmosphere, food, and bathrooms, right? I mean, that's what it all really comes down to. You don't really understand how the defense works anyway, but you care what you're eating at the game and when you're going to the bathroom. So our friends at SeatGeek.com, where, of course, you can get overpriced NFL tickets at any time, they did a survey asking people about the best atmosphere, food, and bathrooms. And Bear fans, Soldier Field not ranking that high. If I can take a moment to flash back to when I was a kid and I went to Soldier Field, my very first Bears game when I was about 8 years old, I went with my friend Gary Tyson, Mike Lazar, and Gary's dad. And it was crowded, and the Bears were not good, but the beer was flowing. And I remember going to the bathroom by myself and walking in there, and let's just say the scene was horrifying for people of any age, especially if you hadn't had any beer yet. I was, you know, seven, so I'm not drinking beer. There were all these Bear fans, all these guys peeing into anything that resembled a hole. A drain in the corner? Let's all stand around and pee in it. A sink? We're in. So have the bathrooms improved at Soldier Field? Not much. In the league, the bathrooms at Soldier Field are ranked number 26. There's 30 teams in the NFL, so that's pretty bad. Food at Soldier Field ranked number 25. The atmosphere at Soldier Field, number 21, so that pretty much sucks. Packer fans, though, you can feel a lot better. The rankings for the Packers, bathrooms, number 4 in the league. Not bad. The best bathrooms in the NFL are in Atlanta, but they got a brand new stadium, so just give it a few years. You know how those people are in Atlanta. The food at Lambeau Field, second best in the NFL. And the best atmosphere in the NFL? Yes, you guessed it, Lambeau Field. But the game, of course, tonight is at Soldier Field, so it'll be different. We'll see what happens. But at least Kitty wasn't here to rip on me.
Hey, Jonathan. So what you're really saying is that according to all these rankings, the Bears still suck.
The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.